Dropout Podcasts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Erotic Book Club, the book club where we read erotic books. I am your host, Jess Ross. With me, as always, is my co-host,
Reka!
Reka! Do the Reka dance. Thank you so much for being here, whether you are watching on CH2, whether you are listening wherever you get your podcasts, or whether you're on our favorite way to be joining us. You're subscribed to Dropout, where you get to see not only this, but all the other podcasts, Tales from the Closet, new series going up all the time. Kingpin Katie just dropped. We're so excited about that. So not only do you get to be in our book club, but you get to enjoy all the other stuff that's on there. And one of our favorite parts about Dropout is the Discord. We have a Discord where you can chat directly with the cast about any show you want. And in particular for this one, you can be a part of the Erotic Book Club. So I grabbed some quick little quotes from it. There was a very long conversation about sexy skeletons and bones. Someone went on Hero Forge and made a very thick, sexy skeleton.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was, yeah, very pleasurable. Queer Phone wished everyone a happy Daddy's Day.
Thank you.
Which you'll probably hear this a little after Father's Day, but I think we can always, really every day is Daddy's Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing about daddies.
Yeah, daddy, yes.
And there's a lot of great erotic suggestions in there. We can't always get to everything on the podcast, but if you like reading this shit every single night, you can go on there, pick something out, and enjoy yourself. So that's what's going on in our Discord. But now it's time to talk about the book that we came here to talk about. The second half of Alfie, chapters 6 to 10.
You demanded it. We read it.
Yes, by In Case. Of course, you know, we needed to bring our experts back. So with us again is our ear expert, Allie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Now, how did the first half and second half ear play? You know, any thoughts on that?
I mean, we'll get into it, but I think they really upped their game in the second half.
I think so too.
You know, this time we had a little more biting of the ears.
Yes.
And just more ears in general.
Mm-hmm.
To be bitten. Agree.
Representation.
Yes.
Representation matters. Remember when
Frances McDormand?
When Frances McDormand started a speech at an award ceremony saying representation matters and then thanked her agents because that's what she meant by representation. That is a real thing that happened one year ago.
Lettuce. A diversified diet.
Eat a little less meat. You know, diversity matters.
Yeah.
We also have our returning expert, Teo, here.
Oh,
he's a returning halfling expert.
Yes.
Teo, would you say you were kind of railed on
in
the comments about your halfling expertise.
Have you
updated your knowledge?
You promised us that you studied more. We said we can't bring you back with false information.
We'll be humiliated.
No, absolutely. I studied. I went back and looked at my thesis again. And I was wrong last time. Halflings are not half human and half elf. Okay,
yeah.
I looked it up. I have more information now. Halflings are half humans and half dogs.
Thank you for the correction. Now I get it. Makes sense.
Small, tiny dogs like your chihuahuas.
That explains the ears.
Yes.
That makes perfect sense.
Thank you for the correction.
Okay, so everyone can calm down now.
Teo has corrected it. His answer is now more correct.
Yes.
Thank you, Teo.
Yeah,
yes, thank you so much. I've looked through and combed the internet for sources.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's dive right on in. Let's dive into the waters of chapter 6 that start out with Alfie in a lake. Ooh. In a white t-shirt and this cute little floral wreath. And she's looking as sultry as ever.
Yeah,
more really so is. Than when I remembered. It's been a couple weeks
Better
and then I was like,
eight.
Wow.
Yeah.
I missed her. We are at the... Oh, so to catch you up from last time, or if you didn't check out the first Alfie episode, Alfie is about a halfling woman, a teenage girl, and her mother, and it's a lot about sexual repression and discovering and trying new things out. Mm-hmm. And we're met at this chapter. There was a big festival about to happen for all the women to wear wreaths and go into a lake.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw... There was one panel where it was kind of like in the background where... a halfling woman put a candle on a wreath in the into the river, and then it sunk.
Yeah, and that's weirdly that's a Hindu thing. You have leaves with little wicks with a little flame that you release into the Ganges, the Ganga River, and it's very beautiful. You shouldn't put a candle.
I was gonna say,
what?
Right. Yeah. It sank, and then she went, oh, I guess I'll never get married.
Oh my god!
If this dense candle sinks,
it's always going to sink.
This is like a freaking birthday candle.
Yes.
So they are, there's lots of people gathered around the bonfire celebrating. Vera is looking for Alfie. Vera is Alfie's mother, but she can't quite find her. She wants to talk to her because they got into another fight. They're kind of always fighting. But Alfie goes off into the woods with her friend Melly, and she's saying she's not really feeling the festival. She just doesn't feel like she fits in and belongs here. She's thinking about leaving. And her friend's like, will you just chill the fuck out? Let's go to Skinny Dip Lake in the middle of the woods. Yeah. And so they go to Skinny Dip Lake, and you can only imagine what happens next with these friends.
Yes. Alfie's about to go. Alfie takes off her pants, and then Melly goes, Alfie, you know to skinny dip, you have to take off your shirt, right? Which, I know that's part of the sexy plot, but don't we all have that friend that's just won't let you be uncomfortable in your body? And you're like, just give me space to be uncomfortable.
You think Alfie was like, I need my shirt on while swimming.
Yeah. I need my tight white t-shirt on.
I know it's part of the sexiness, but I was just like, I had that high school friend.
Shut up, Melly.
Yeah,
six-pack.
I definitely had the middle school boy experience where you're like, I'm just going to leave my shirt on in the pool.
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
Exactly. I had the middle girl experience of it.
Yeah, I wore gym shorts in pools.
And shorts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which always, doesn't it suck when you hop in full clothes and you're like, all right, I'm safe. But then they just suction to your body even more. You might as well be wearing spandex.
Yeah. Or just getting out is the worst. It's everything is stuck to you.
And because it's not me.
Yeah. I was just like, I don't want anyone focusing on my boobs. Yeah. And bikini is so you can see a third of each side, you know? So I was like, I'll wear a shirt. But then you get out and it's plastered. And you're like, good God. Yeah.
This is a way worse.
And now it's see-through?
Yeah. It fucking sucks. Anyway, so
they're both drunk at this point, right?
Oh, that's right. One beer each, which...
A courage beer. Yes. That's all they needed.
For halflings, how much would you need? Yeah. How much beer?
Yes, halflings, a shot is eight beers.
Oh, wow. These bitches are wild.
Because of the chihuahua. Because
of the chihuahua. Chihuahuas get drunk really fast, just like halflings.
And the Taco Bell chihuahua is all over the map.
Mm-hmm.
So this pool, this lake was hot, too, or warm, right? So I imagine it's almost like a hot tub.
Oh,
effect,
it was?
Which you're not supposed... It was warm.
Like a warm spring?
When she gets in, she goes, it's warm, it's perfect. And then she goes, why are you wearing your shirt? She goes, it's cold. And she goes, is it cold or is it warm, Alfie?
Oh, I liked that. That was a fun part.
It's very playful. But I was like, is this going to be a hot tub effect? You're going to pass out.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Was it warm? Was it a warm river?
I think
river?
It was just warm, normal
okay,
warm.
Yeah. I loved in this scene, too. So to kind of show the attraction, we just kept getting little shots of Melly's vagina, different angles. She's bent over, but it's very clearly in the middle. We are Alfie's eyes zooming in
on her vagina,
on her friend's vagina, and how obsessed she is over it, which I really like that. Yeah. And then at one point, Melly calls her out. Are you looking at it? And there's a super cool panel where she calls her out for it, but is also standing over her with it.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
And she goes, I know that look. That's the I want to fuck look. Which I was cool.
And
cool.
Alfie gets super embarrassed.
Because she does.
But Melly keeps egging her on and teasing her in a way that's half making fun of her, but obviously also interested in it.
Because also backstory, Alfie had that fantasy of having sex with Melly. Yeah.
She watched her
friend
having sex at a bonfire thing. And then Alfie and her boyfriend went off, but the whole time she was thinking about the friend Melly. Yeah. So then she's like, all right, well, come over here and kiss me. And they do. And then Alfie's kind of freaking out, and she's super into it. So then she grabs her and does it again. And then we get into a super hot sex scene.
I thought this was so hot.
I love this one.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It was so, I literally wrote down, nothing better than a woman going down on a woman and she's all sprawled out. Every one of those pictures, I was like, this
That's
is
what it says at the back
thing.
Of the book. Yeah. Jessica Ross.
Nothing better.
All sprawled out.
All sprawled out.
I mean, like,
nothing better. Like a platypus.
There's
like a big city.
Like a Renaissance. I'm talking about like a Renaissance, like Rubenesque thing. Yeah. Like everyone's just lounging.
No, you're talking about big city. We're talking about urban planning here.
Boiling and licking each other.
She's talking about Brooklyn.
And Alfie is just loving it, and she's having a great time. This was just a great, tender, wonderful sex scene.
I thought it was beautiful
too.
And I liked that this felt like one of those less predatory, like, first time things where she wasn't being like, let me teach you, and it felt like gross. It was just like literally like, yeah, I'm interested, go down on me. I will also I will figure
and then
you.
I will reciprocate. Okay, it's your turn now.
Really nice.
They were just like exploring, and there was no like shame attached or anything. It was just
until the end of it.
Right, because so then they are going at it, having a great time, but then Vera is still looking for Alfie and of course interrupts and finds them, lashes out at Melly, and basically tries to blame her, and then can kind of see in Alfie's eyes like, oh, it's not just Melly's fault, like you wanted this too.
And as the backstory for Vera, she's been having like a, you know, kind of learning moment with homosexuality, with kinks, with like BDSM, and like just basically anything that isn't straight sex.
Her husband is gay and cheats on her, and so I think she's almost in a way lashing out at Alfie and also afraid for her, and like so many emotions kind of all at
and
once.
Lashing out at Melly because she's like, you're married, Melly.
Married people don't cheat,
which is like
Melly Derek. So Alfie runs away, and I thought this was a really cool thing too. When she runs away, kind of her mother's words are like blocked out around her, like in the blocks mean that it's her mind. So it's like all playing in her head still.
And I love that device of how like the thoughts were squared. I'm like, oh, that helps me. When someone's saying something and then the thought bubble is the opposite, I'm like, oh, that's exactly how sometimes
it's really well done in the whole book. And the book does a great job too. It's like every time Vera gets in one of these big fights, it's almost like she just instinctually lashes out, and then she's instantly like, why did I do that? Why did I say that?
She has a humanness to her, even though you're like mad at her.
It's like anger is like her coping mechanism for everything, just to jump to like, well, you did something wrong. And then they show a flashback of Vera and like her being called a whore and a beggar and wanting to run away by her mother. So it's like the cycle of it happening. So just these characters are so great and really well written. So she goes home. She finds a note from Alfie that she's running away. And Alfie says she's going to her grandfather's, which we find out is a lie. She's actually going to join the caravan. And then Vera and Derek have a moment. Vera confesses that she slept with Alduin, who was the elf from the first book. And the instead of being upset, Derek's kind of like, yeah, that's great. I'm super happy
and
for
Vera's
you.
Vera's upset that he's not upset.
I feel like this moment where you're just like, yeah, now you're going to be mad, aren't you? And being like, no.
That feels very real.
It feels very real.
She just wants anything from him. Like, even anger shows that you care. Just to go like, oh, cool, yeah, good for you. It's kind of like, why don't you care
why
about...
Why are we married?
Right.
It's like her like warped mind. Like he's like he's totally showing that he cares, saying like, "Yeah, I'm glad that you're getting what you need."
Yeah,
but she's just like, "What?"
Well, yeah, because it's almost like he gets to be happy because he's more sure of himself and like what he likes, and she is still figuring that out. So like her using this as like a trump card of like, "Well, I'm also like I'm with this elf who gets me into BDSM," and he's like, "Great," and she's like, no, know, because she still doesn't know if she likes it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels
real.
Should Derek know about Melly and Alfie being together? And he's more just concerned because he knows what this life has been like. If she has to be secretive about it, how difficult it is to keep that secret. Like, he's more just worried for her and upset how Vera handled it, because she also confesses to, like, yelling to Alfie. Mm-hmm.
That part made me go, oh my God.
You told me there was a part that made you kind of tear up. That was it.
I'm like, that parental care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was hard because everyone, you see how flawed they all are, and they are trying to do their best, and they don't always get it right.
Yeah.
So Alfie's like, don't follow me. And the dad's kind of in her note, and he's like, I'll respect her wishes, but the mom doesn't. Mm. Oh, wait, before that, she meets up with Alduin one last time.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And so she goes there. She talks to his bodyguard outside of the place. And then between, there's kind of like a flashback with her in the bodyguard scene and the actual scene that's happening in the tent, because the bodyguard eventually ends up like joining them in the bedroom.
Yes. She's like trying to help fulfill Alduin's like kinks and fantasies by bringing in the bodyguard.
Because this is his first time with a man.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So before...
The bodyguards?
Yes. Yeah. Vera would, like, put on a strap on.
Yeah.
But this is his first time with a man. And then he seems to enjoy her being there as well, watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was
great. What did he say? He's like, I have such a long life. He was just like, I'll live for so long. Like, maybe next century I'll try having sex with a man or something.
Well, I'll get around to it.
Yeah. Perspective.
When I go to college, when I'm 300, I'll try. I'll experiment.
That's like the equivalent of like, I guess in college I'll start.
And I thought this was a pretty hot sex scene.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the other one better. But I thought this was...
The other... between
Melly and Vera.
Yeah, that one was just, like, pure, it like, two very, friends.
It was so
like,
cute. Yeah. And I like the romance aspect of that. Even though this is also special in its own way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder what your test results will say.
We took a kink test.
Yes, we did take a kink test, a BDSM test, which we will share the results. The results are
in. The results are in.
The Electoral College voted.
Yes. I am 95% East Asian.
Wow, 95.
That's the five.
Yeah.
I think the moment in this scene I liked the most was when it was like someone was getting sucked off, and then like from behind somebody's getting that. I like that, like a kneading out, and then that person's getting something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then these two can see each other, and it just is.
There was
nice.
A lot of that in this latter.
There
pop.
Was.
Yes. A nice little group of friends. So the big plot point that happens in this one is Alduin's like, Vera, you can come with me. I want you to come with me when the caravan leaves tonight. You can leave all this behind. And Vera's in a position where she's like, well, my husband, you know, we don't get along. My daughter's, you know, who knows where.
And he wants to hire her to be his, like, personal, like, leather maker.
Yes.
To, like, just make toys, sex toys, like, on retainer, which is... pretty cool.
Yeah.
Damn.
So you just like think of one like, oh, well, it'd be fun if it was like a strap on like this. And then you have someone just make it.
Yeah.
Like an in-home chef.
Yeah. It's like a there personal chef. Like a, it's actually not chef. Unlike a personal chef.
Very similar.
A personal chef, but for like toys. It's weird that she always has to like use them with him though. I feel like that is very like, you'll travel with me. And I'm like, I don't know. I think she's like finding herself with him, but she should take that to someone else.
Yeah. This is stop number
it's
one.
Too much of a combination of a business transaction for what she seems to want.
Yeah, with her baggage of being called a whore. I'm she doesn't need to actually continue. Yeah.
I wrote that down too, just how many times people question or refer to themselves as pervert and like perversions and how much it's like... It's like, well, no one else. It's kind of like a group, but like the caravan is almost like a group of like social outcasts in a way, or people who aren't feeling like they're fitting into their society. So they all kind of go there.
Yes.
And then, their desires are always meant to feel like freakish or.
Right. And even Vera, she feels like it's freakish and needs to kind of justify it a little bit with a financial transaction of some sort. Mm-hmm. Like, she's always like, I want to be a good worker or whatever. Mm-hmm. So even when she's exploring her sexuality, she has to, like, be a good worker and provide the tools, kind of.
Yeah.
Totally.
And she's constantly going, like, perversion, like, deviant. Yeah. Yes. Always, like, if it was a word cloud of all these words, like, that's, like, the biggest one.
Yes. Yeah, deviant.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have, so then Vera realizes that Alfie is not at her grandfather's. She doesn't accept the deal. So she found out that Alfie's not there, and she's like, I have to go find my daughter. She's not like me. She won't be able to survive out there on her own, kind of thing.
Right. And the dad's like, I mean, I guess she's on her own.
Yeah, which totally. I'm like, all right. I get that he's being supportive, but I'm like, you could care like a slight bit more than you don't know where she is.
Oh, I guess she's gone.
Hey, Vera, be chill. Just support her. Like me, who's never around.
Yeah.
So now we are on chapter 8. It is 1 month later, and we see Alfie and Marco, who was the human that she met.
Yes.
And I think lost her virginity, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now they're boning in some tavern. They're having a blast.
They're boning in bed.
Yeah.
On the bed. They keep talking about the bed. Yes. They're like, wow, a bed.
Which I guess is true. If you've only had sex, like, on the ground forever.
Okay. Yeah. It's like, whoa.
This is great.
It's like in a Claritin commercial when they peel off the filter. You're like, oh.
I feel like a lot of people's like first experiences were like in cars and like sneakily wherever, but I was like much older. I wasn't like 16, you know. I was like, I was in a fucking bed with my girlfriend.
I can't imagine like growing up in like a city and like doing all that like on the like you have no
sex
privacy.
In a public pool at night that you like snuck into. Yeah, right. I'm like,
that sounds fun. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you looked
not
like
in
you
a public
liked
pool.
It.
No, I did it on the train once coming back from. New York to Pennsylvania.
No, I mean I've had public sex, honey.
But that wasn't the virginity loss. No, I just had a in my dorm room.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
On an extra long cot.
Cot? What are you king?
What would you call those? I wouldn't call those long beds.
Those
the mattresses are like this thick.
I dated a guy once. He was like, one of those guys that likes to be like, yeah, I did this. So what? He talked about having sex in an elevator once, and I was like. In a parking garage elevator. And I was like, you, how many floors was it? Because, like, I guess that just seems like there's only like 3 floors. Like, how long?
And he came in. Like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds bad.
I prematurely ejaculated in a parking garage elevator. Do you want to go out sometime?
Yeah. It was so weird. It was his opener.
No.
Wow.
No.
I think jerking off is nice for the elevator, or you know, like fingering.
Yeah. Jerking off the elevator, full penetration for an escalator.
Call me old fashioned.
Skewering.
No,
for,
nothing on the escalator.
You know when you're in the Guggenheim and it's like a big long curly hallway.
Yeah, now that's for anal.
That's for anal.
Escalators are too dangerous. People get stuck in the little like teeth of it.
Yeah, if you got long pants on,
don't have sex on an escalator.
Or with long pants.
Or big long shoelaces.
Or with big long pants.
Mm-hmm. It's a clown.
So Alfie and Marco are doing it. Alfie looks out the window, and at first she's a little nervous because she's like, oh, wait, I wasn't even thinking maybe people are looking. And then she sees someone looking. Ooh. And it's Miss Lydia from the caravan.
Of the whole book, Lydia.
Mm-hmm. Lydia, our big, strong, tough Lydia.
Yes.
And she's loving what she's seeing. She rips her top open and shows her titties.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? What color were her nipples?
I didn't even pay attention.
They were light.
Shame on me.
They were light. They were like
they
clear.
Were?
They were like the color of her skin.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. I was like, interesting.
We talked about this episode one. You were like, they better be dark.
I was like, they better be dark.
And they're not.
And they're not.
And this is the first section that has been in color.
Yes.
Everything
and
we read
unfortunately,
before that was black
spoiler
and white.
Alert, I know we only read a chapter 10. There is another person of color. It seems like the people with the tails.
Also I assumed
light,
they
also
were
light
like
nipples. Nipples when they hook
like
up.
They're supposed to be kind of Native American.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, but I did like that they had tiny boobies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the
a new body style.
Yeah, I loved them. I was super.
Everyone's
into
still super thin and ripped.
It is crazy that Alfie's boobs are truly as long as her legs. Those cells where you only see her like small legs.
Yes.
I'm like, this is so funny.
Well, they're like footballs.
Yes.
They are. Yes. Is that typical in halfling culture?
Halfling cultures, yes. Women are almost 60% boobs.
I understand, yeah.
I think so.
And the other part, dog.
The other part, the dog from Taco Bell.
40% dogs and 60% boobs.
Whoa, we
are. About your back.
So Alfie is... starts to write a journal. Oh, wait, she's not on the caravan yet. So she's kind of, Marco is a bit too like clingy with her. And she's just feeling like she wants to like do her own thing most of the time. And he's like following her around. And now Lydia, after incident,
she comes super hard when she sees Lydia outside. Yeah, yeah. That's the part, because she's like having sex with him and it's like kind of not working. She's trying to be dominant. Yeah. He's saying some dumb shit. Like,
yeah, she in her mind was literally like, you think it's funny that I'm like smart and have power right now.
Like she's so over it. Yeah. And then they're still having sex and she looks out the window and sees Lydia and is like, no! You know, it's like,
And he's like,
and that happens
earlier,
right? She's having sex with him and she thinks of Melly and comes super.
Here's the thing too that I appreciated. The sex noises felt very real. Like
I
knew exactly, like even if you were to Here's what I'll venture to say. Hmm. I'm going to make a bold Raph-style claim. If you took the images away and we're like, this is a sex scene, I think it could tell which are the parts of like, this person's coming. Like the A-N-H noise, I'm like, she's receiving oral. Okay.
This is like if we did like Garfield minus Garfield.
Sex minus sex. Erotica minus sex.
I was like browsing, so it's hard for me because I would look and be like, wait, they already came? Where was that panel? And would go back and it was just like hung.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Which I thought was like correct.
But I do think you're right, because the panel, they would have like a harung or an arc, but then they would have a ha-ha. And I was like, that's so sweet.
That's so cute.
To like come and be like, ha-ha. Like, that was fun. Or I don't know.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Hee-hee-hee.
I love
I always do that after I come.
I go, hee-hee-hee.
I love how sweaty and like messed up they are. Yeah.
No, you were saying she's sex dizzy. Or fuck dizzy is what you called
she
it.
She got fuck dizzy.
Fuck dizzy.
Yeah. I fucked her dizzy.
Wow.
Is what I said.
That's something Jess is always saying around the office.
Yeah.
Well,
like, how was
me
your weekend?
Kate hung out last night. I fucked her dizzy.
Which is interesting because it could be an adjective or it could be a noun. Like, I fucked her dizzy. Or I fucked her dizzy.
That's cool.
That's what I call it. I call it a dizzy.
I call it a fucking dizzy.
Oh, my God.
Because it makes my head spin. Because it's so confusing.
I don't know.
I'm looking at it.
Oh, yeah. Weren't you saying there were like birds swarming around her head?
Protected cartoon bird. Just think of a really specific yellow canary.
One that's like in it deep with a cat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought I got pussy.
Oh, real will they won't they?
So they come down from the tavern. The caravan's about to leave again. It's going for this place called Red Ford, where these people who live called the Vochkari. Does that
Vokar? I am just a halfling expert.
Yeah. So I only know about dogs.
I know about dogs.
And we meet one very important Vokar.
Ozgi is
what I was calling her. Okay, let's go with Ozgi. So Ozgi is this tall, beautiful drink of water. I was instantly into her. She's so hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's gorgeous. She's like a, what are they kind of like elves?
I think so.
Tall elves with tails.
And she has a septum piercing? Is it, or nipple piercing?
Oh, she had a lip
piercing. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Comes into play later. I got it. I'm telling you, you got to finish this book.
Oh,
I might read more on my own, honestly. It's
only two more chapters.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to wait until there were like three more. I don't know how long that would take. And then I was like, we could do it again.
It's still going.
It's like for,
they add more and more pages.
That makes a lot of sense. I really appreciated the notes from the author in between. That was like,
God.
Mental health break.
Yes.
You know, like, fucking, I've been at this for too long. Yeah. It was just like, oh, man.
That feels real.
I love this author. Yeah. In case, we love you.
It's not Butt Smitty.
That's a website.
That's just the website.
We don't know what the relationship is.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Is it like a circle?
Maybe that's In Case's real name.
I googled who is Butt Smitty a lot during this and was like, I gotta find them. No, I didn't find shit. So now that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Who is
But who is Crunchyroll? Yeah.
And Alfie sees Ozzy, and she's just like instantly into her. She's like, hubba hubba, which anyone would be. I mean, truly, go to chapter, what was this, chapter 8, and just check her out. She's gorgeous. So what happens? Oh, so the caravan gets going and Vera shows up to town. She just missed Alfie. Oh, yes. She's in the tavern at the bar. She's like, I gotta find my daughter. And someone who's there is like, that dude's a guy. I'd ask him and he'll like take you. Mm-hmm. And so we see this like very burly drunk man with a big beard.
Yes.
And you're like, damn, these two are gonna do it for sure.
For sure. And then this guy reminded me of like the character from like Pirates of the Caribbean, the
Jack
portly
Jack Sparrow?
Not Jack Sparrow, the portly guy who
Davy Jones?
He's like Jack
Sparrow. The guy with the squid face?
He's the guy with the squid face, yeah. He's like the guy who's like the drunk, but then Jack Sparrow finds him and he's like, you gotta help me with like the ship and stuff, and he's like super
I'm not,
drunk.
I don't honestly remember.
The monkey?
The monkey, yes, the monkey.
Okay.
I know what you're saying though.
Yes. Orlando Bloom, the actor, yes. Not the character.
And she gets this guy, they have a witty back and forth, but in the end, she gets him to take her as her guide. Mm-hmm. There's a funny moment where he's giving her the goat that she's going to be riding, and she names the goat Alduin. So she's like, even his little master right now.
Also, when he wakes up in the morning, because he's like super drunk when they first meet, and he's like, I guess so. And then in the morning, he's like, he shaves, and he's almost a completely different looking character.
I didn't know it was the same guy.
Absolutely a different person. Yeah.
Absolutely.
She's just like, who are you? And he's like, oh, I'm that mess drunk.
Yes.
I love a good, like, sober makeover. Like, good, like, bad first impression.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
Oh, yeah.
They hate each other, and then, whoops, you were wrong about me.
I went back, and I had to look at him again, and I'd be like, I guess I can kind of see the facial structures.
I had to do that a few times with people, because a lot of people look a little similar.
Yes.
Book. I once pulled up to a date, and the girl got off of a really cool motorcycle, and I got out of an Uber pool. And it was very obvious that it was
sitting
an Uber pool,
middle.
Because it was packed, yeah, and people had to get up to let me out.
One moment.
And I was just like, will I live this down? And I did. So I like a bad first impression to come back from.
Hell yeah, because you're like, I can only go up.
Yeah. It's only up,
only
from,
up
here.
From here.
And now let me order a daiquiri.
So then we jump back to Alfie on the caravan. And I like this part too. She was writing in a journal as opposed to like everything being conversational that we find out info.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's saying that Lydia keeps hitting on her after the incident. And Alfie's like, I think she's hot, but not totally into it. She's like, you're kind of coming on a little too strong.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But somehow in one of those like magical threesome ways, they find their way into a fancy tent one night all together.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone can kind of feel like something's about to go down, but no one's like starting to initiate it.
And Marco and Lydia have like this like long relationship as like friends.
Yeah, like kind of frenemies that kind of rag on each other a lot.
And Lydia's thing is just like, I'm into women. I've always been into women, never into men. There's a flashback later on that shows her like, oh, well, maybe you just haven't met the right man yet. And she's like, no, I absolutely know who I am.
Yes.
Yeah. And she was like, maybe you haven't met the right woman yet.
Yeah.
And the woman
was
like scandalized.
I love that part.
I love that
they
response.
Had that backstory where they like were supposed to protect someone's like store while the man was gone.
Yes, and then they double team this woman who's so into it.
Yeah.
And while they were having sex, the store got robbed. And so they're like, okay, well, I guess we have to steal what's left to get payment for this.
Oh my
God. And then they're like, we shouldn't have done that.
We shouldn't have. Yeah. Mark, I didn't mean to. Literally, like, hell yeah, we did it.
So these guys, they kind of bring up that past moment, which is even planting the seed more that they're about to do that. And then Lydia kind of has her way with Alfie at first. But she's like coaxing or like being mean to Marco the whole time about it, which was a little odd. This was my least favorite sex scene.
I agree because I didn't like that it seemed that like Marco was either Marco be in it or like I don't really care about him watching so much. I don't know. I guess for such a scene that's like with this woman who's like very like I'm into women and not into men, it felt weird to have this be the scene that's like a man's watching or whatever.
Yeah.
And then also I didn't like whatever it felt a little predatory at times because it did feel like she was bullying Alfie at some certain moments. Yeah,
kind of bullying everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Which I didn't like, or because I was like, don't make like the one openly comfortable lesbian character predatory.
Exactly.
Yeah. 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 Very aggressive.
And only woman of color. Yes. And the only woman that doesn't shave her armpit. Like, everything.
I went back and forth with it because then later it's discovered that she, like, has feelings for Marco, and she's never had feelings for a man before.
Yeah.
And she kind of accepts, like, well, I am into it. She, I guess she feels like if I feel that way, then maybe everybody else was right about all the other stuff. And she, like, feels like she's losing her identity a bit. I don't know. I went back and forth. Like, maybe she's having a hard time.
There were
with
a couple back-to-backs that bothered me. So it was one, Marco was, like, the total focus of her in the initial hookup.
Yeah.
And even he said, why do you keep referencing everything to me, which
pay attention
to
Alfie.
In a movie when like someone kisses someone's girlfriend and like looks at them, it's like she's just like a prop.
Yes.
But then Marco also said, and I wrote this one down, it was insane, she's a beast with no notion of restraint or civility. Lydia. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
calling
you're
her
blue-eyed.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. And civility. Yeah. Coded.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye.
The down point of all of everything that we read, I think.
He also said that doesn't count when she was like fingering her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was so like male
like
fragility.
Penetrative forward. Yeah,
yeah, it's
like,
just like if it's not a dick, it doesn't count now, right?
And
everyone?
Listen, Lydia is hot as hell. That sex could have been so good.
It does seem like a waste of how awesome.
What did
she
you
is.
Think of Lydia's like straight haired vagina? Was that shocking to anyone?
Everyone
that was weird. Everyone did.
No,
so
I didn't
like,
even notice.
I think
didn't
this person is like very white, right?
Yes.
In case I think they're just like, I'm sure it's this.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like, I don't know.
Listen. Straight pubes, a discussion. Colon, a discussion. How common is
Rega's
it?
Thesis.
Who has it? Who wants it? Who needs it?
I feel like it is not common
I
in my field research.
Yeah, field research. Okay, so we have some experts
we
here.
Some experts.
Yeah, I guess that should have been my expertise, right? Pubes in the wild.
Pubes in the wild. I just think, like, this texture for pubes, not common.
Mm-mm. There's few pubes that I've seen that
are
straight.
Totally. I mean, I think the wiry.
Including my own.
Sure.
I have curly pubes.
Yeah. I'll go on the record and say I have straight pubes.
Thank you, Tao.
So this is
Thank
normal
you,
to me. All normal to me.
Yes.
The stenographer just wrote that down.
And you know what? As a true, like, wow moment for me, Allie, you've just presented this. Like, as someone with curly everything, I'm just so used to seeing straight that it didn't even occur to me this could have been curly.
Wow.
This could have been a beautiful moment for curly haired women everywhere.
And curly everywhere
Puked.
Women.
Yes.
Yeah. She was very trim too.
Straight. My arm hairs. Okay. That's straight. But everything else?
Curly, honey.
Curly,
honey. And look at this cell again, because it's straight and short. Why is she trimming her pubes?
She's trimming her pubes.
I thought that, too.
But not shaving her armpits.
Everyone has the freedom to do whatever the fuck they want. Maybe she doesn't like a full bush, but she doesn't mind armpit. It doesn't matter, but I'm just saying.
Especially on a caravan when you have the time.
Where do you?
Do you
and
have?
Where does
when
the
you have the privacy.
Go?
I go 2 days and it's a mess.
Yeah.
Or two swords.
Well, on a caravan.
Two swords. If she's trimming her pubes with a sword, that is a missing panel. We need that panel.
The lost panel.
In case he's adding a lot of like world building, so they should add this in there too.
Yeah,
I think so too.
What's happening?
Yes, you know like when people take a sword and they cut off the top of a champagne bottle?
Mm-hmm. You know when people do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that happens. The caravan keeps moving. We finally get to the Red Ford.
Ooh, wait.
Sorry.
Oh. My favorite part of Lydia's first straight, you know, opposite gender experience was that she slaps him and yells, "Thanks, bitch."
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked that too. I did write that down.
Slightly felt like, you know, sometimes when you're watching an anime and something might just not have translated in the original or whatever, and they do something like, why the fuck did that just happen?
Yes.
That was one of those moments.
Yep.
Did I?
Well, they were wrestling before that too. Like, who's going to be on top? It was such like, who has the power
here? I feel like wrestling is queer foreplay. Yeah. No matter what, it's always like, oh my gosh, should we wrestle? And it's like, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah. And she hates the taste of cis male cum.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting. And but it was kind of like, I mean, I'm down for her being a bi character. But then I'm like, then where is like maybe a more gay character? Like when we have such limited visibility.
Yes, with such limited visibility and with so many people that are questioning the morality of queerness, it feels a little strange to have the one character that is like, I have always known who I am. Like, I get the value of adding complexity and nuance to even a character who's assured of herself to be like, maybe I'm not so sure. It seems a little strange to make that in her sexuality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe it's just Derek, the father.
Yeah. Is the only, like, open.
Oh, true.
But even then, he's not open, right? Because he's still... He's still married.
Yeah. So like, Lydia was such a loud, out and proud character.
That's true. Yeah.
But I do, I mean, I do but like I, that it shows that she can say, like, I know who I am, no to this, and then make it her on her own terms when she decides, like,
and then
oh,
she can still be like, I'm gay. I can have sex with men and still be gay.
Yeah, true. And he's so pretty. She's like picking, like, just this pretty little waif, like, to
at
have
at one point
sex
they
with.
Shave his butt and she's like, ooh, I like that.
Yes, I remember that.
Little.
Clean
butt. His little
love
clean
it.
Butt.
Clean butt.
So they make it to where the Vakkari live.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this bridge, and Alfie and Marco are looking over the bridge, and this creature's down there, and they're like, what the fuck is that? And before they know it, Alfie's being pulled down by this creature.
Mm.
And then there's a really cool action scene. I liked this fight sequence a lot. And they're able to, you know, they're trying to fight it off. Nothing's working. And then Ozgi is like, you gotta shoot it in its mouth hole.
She's from Long Island.
I'm a Long Island elf.
And I shoot it in its mouth hole.
Yeah. Big glass of wine in her hand.
Marco shoots it, and then it was a very big, dangerous creature. So then when they meet the Vakkari later, they're like, you guys are going to be inducted tonight at our ceremony as warriors. You're still humans. You're not as good and tough as us. Because they're like a tough people who are known for conquering different lands. They don't like building walls. They just like being able to go wherever they want and take whatever they want. And you're going to like have a party with us tonight is kind of how they're introduced.
Yes.
And then we also meet another character, another total hottie, just when I thought no one could get hotter than Ozgi, we meet Aghavni, and she was such a babe. I wrote the babe of all babes. She was gorgeous. Yeah.
Queen babe.
Fully naked.
And fully,
and my
I mean,
favorite.
My jaw dropped. I was like, they all just chill out naked all day long, and they're so fucking hot.
This actually makes
and then
really
they all
a ton
do
of sense with your kink quiz results, Jess.
I was like, this really is doing. My house. Yes. I love it here.
This is my
so, yeah. These, like, Vakkari are, like, this is, like, because they're, a monster was killed and, like, a new warrior is being anointed with Lydia and Marco. They're just, it's just like an orgy fuckfest in there.
Yes.
In the Red Fort.
My favorite cell so far has been when that, like, Puritan woman.
Oh, Hannah.
Is, like, yelling at Augie, and she's like, even though you wear pants.
Because no one else of that, like,
they're all
wears
naked.
Yes. Right. So I still hate you even though you wear pants.
Ozgi left these people because she wasn't feeling like she quite fit in. These, we find out they kind of have families, but the families are really like groups of people who are all married to one another.
Yeah.
And then on this special night that we're there, they get to go outside of those marriages and be with other families. And so they kind of all, there's like somewhat of tribes together, but then they also can all do each
other
sometimes
Augie
too. Yeah,
Augie is really monogamous.
Yeah,
she's like,
I just want to be with one person. And then throughout the caravan, we see scenes of her and Alfie just, it's so fucking cute.
Chatting.
They're just like hanging out, showing each other
love,
big weird bugs.
Like, Alfie's so interested in her culture. She's like in an all new
too.
Culture and is like, tell me everything about that. Like, oh,
they
really
like
want to
learn about each other. Yeah, it's
love
not
it.
Like, oh, you're just so hot, let's go fuck in the woods. Like, they never have sex to at least in
until
the chapters that I
and
read.
Up until this part.
Well, it's a slow build.
And they're getting to know each other in like the best way. They're like, oh, yeah. Oh, they're so cute.
They're
I love
so
them.
Cute.
So then with this Aghavni, we find out that she is kind of into Ozgi, and she's like, I want you to come back. I want you to be a part of my family. And Ozgi's like, no, I'm just doing my own thing. They get into like a bit of a fight, and it's very clear there's like jealousy there. So at this big ceremony where the two humans, Lydia and Marco, are being anointed, last minute Aghavni's like, oh no, these people stole from us. And we find out she's referring to Ozgi, and they're no good. Go put him in my chambers. And so they're put into the chambers. They know that they can't fight their way out, and they're like, well, these people are fighting and fucking, so let's fuck our way out of this.
Yeah,
one.
We're really good at fighting, we're really good at fucking.
Yeah.
And then just fuck your way out of a problem.
A giant orgy begins, and everyone everywhere in this town is doing it.
This scene was very long.
Right. Yeah. I was finishing reading it right before this, like, this, when does the sex end?
Like, yeah. Like, there's a certain point where I'm like, ooh, this is hot. And then you're like, you've reached kind of like the tipping point. You're like, okay.
It is a bit of overkill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did like that Marco was like just eating everybody's pussy. Like, yes. Just another person would line up and then like just going to town.
Well, it was fun to see. I think like my theory of Lydia is that she skews lesbian but would love to like be in a more dominant relationship with a man, because she like lit up. He was like, hey, if you just play nice and get us through this, you can do anything within reason to me, which is the absolute like log line of being a dominant. Like, anything within reason to me, you can do. And then she was just like, thank you so much. Like, she completely changed. So it's just like,
she gets slapped with a dick.
She did get slapped with a dick.
Jesus
Christ. And then I liked the scene too. There was a moment where Marco was with someone there who had a penis, and they were like rubbing the penises at the same time. And then he wanted to have sex with Marco. They wanted to have sex with Marco. And Marco was at first like, no way, no way, I don't do that. But then ended up like chilling out and trying it out because of that, saying like, oh, if you do this now, because it's supposed to be like a diplomatic mission or something, so like, well, if you do it, I'll let you do whatever
later.
UN's
really working hard.
The UN is going to,
that's all they do.
But throughout all this, Ozgi and Alfie are kind of away from the whole situation, and they're just hanging out. Ozgi's like, I wish I could just leave here and go with you for the rest of your travels, but the type of my people like get killed if they go different places. Right. So, we also forgot Alduin saw Alfie, was like, oh, I think I know who you are. Oh, that's your last name. I know your mom. And
Alfie's completely surprised. Like, how would you know?
Yeah. She knows that they did work together, doesn't know that they were working it together.
Yeah.
And Alduin asked her to make like a strap on
harness. Like,
I know what this is.
And he was like, not many people know what this is.
How could you tell what, like, if you look at it, you're like, I think I know. I think
you can guess.
Oh, it's a dick.
You can probably guess.
This is a strap on. Yeah.
And so Alfie at first says no to him about that, but then is like, if Ozgi can come with us and be my bodyguard, then I'll make you as many strap-ons as you want.
My bodyguard.
I need this person close at all times. Strong person.
I could get you.
Oh, no.
It did make me think of, Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner.
Good. A classic. Good. A real classic.
And that is where Chapter 10 leaves us off. Wow. That was everything.
Oh, wait, can I say, like, there's one moment with Lydia that was like, interesting to me, was that Lydia's not even her name.
What's her name?
Alduin, like, is like, when Lydia and Mark like fight the monster, Alduin's like really impressed. And Alduin's like never really talked to him. She's like, what's your name? Like, Lyra, Lara, something. And then Lydia goes, Lydia's fine.
That's an interesting person of color moment.
Hey.
It is. You go, just call me.
It's Shankar.
It's Rika. Sure.
That's interesting. I didn't even clock that.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
So we did take a BD SM test, because especially in this chapter, even more so than the beginning ones, there was a ton of BDSM happening.
BDSM.
And we were wondering,
want me to read the options? I've got the options
all
right here.
Yeah. Okay.
So this was a test to determine Dominant, submissive, sadist, masochist, a rope bunny versus a rigger, a master or mistress versus a slave, a degrader versus a degradee, an owner or a pet, a brat or a brat tamer. I liked that. A hunter or a prey, a daddy, mommy, boy, girl, age player, exhibitionist, voyeur, experimentalist, non-monogamist, or switch.
Interesting.
There was a this was a long test.
I'll share mine first because I told them mine beforehand, and then we're going to guess everyone else's. Ooh, okay. Right? We can't guess mine because I blew it. But I got 94% non-monogamous, 89% vanilla.
That's such a funny combination.
That's so funny.
Jess wants the most amount of people in the most neutral way possible.
Yeah, totally.
It sounds so
I just
want
to smooch a bunch of people.
I really do think that is perfect with you. You want your glass of wine and a naked house.
Yes, that's exactly what I want. Just everyone naked when I come home. Yes.
Take off
what
your
are
shoes.
We watching?
We're watching Real Housewives.
Then we can do like a blowjob between commercials. Then we'll go to bed. Where's my blanket?
And then we all go to sleep.
Oh my God.
Everyone have a 20-minute orgy.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Who's are we doing first? Who are we guessing?
We can do me.
Okay.
Wait, I have to wait look do you want to? We'll all give ours to you, and you just guess the top. You tell us the top rating, and we guess who's
okay,
top.
Oh, wait,
that
so give me Teo's first, because we said Teo's first. Give me your phone. Okay. So, what is Teo? Oh, Teo! What is Teo's number one? I can. Can I give you the percentages? I guess 75%.
That's highest one.
90. Oh my God. I mean, that's
Jess. There's barely any human left in you. It's all non-monogamy.
Versus dog.
Yeah. I think it would be funny if it was, let's see, voyeur.
Okay.
Is it correct?
No.
Okay. It's in the top five, voyeur. So that was a good guess.
Are you experimentalist?
No.
Or primal?
No. Oh, Reka, you don't know Teo.
Oh my God, Teo. Oh, wait, no, Teo.
Primal is in the top five.
Okay, see, I do know you a little. Okay, rope bunny, I want to say no.
It's not as low as you think.
You little rope bunny. Brat tamer.
Brat's
not as low as you think either. Rope bunny and brat are the same. Are close. 59 brat. And 56%.
All right, what's the top?
The top is dominant.
What's number two?
Switch.
What is switch?
I think it's switching between, right?
Gotcha. Yeah.
And then we have rigger, which I don't know what that is.
That's the ropes person.
Oh. Okay.
So... That's and, to the rope bunny.
Okay. And then voyeur is 60.
Ooh,
a hole in the wall.
Yes. There it is.
What's
up? I never saw a hole in the wall place.
I know a little hole in the wall in a restaurant. There's a hole in the wall that I can look through.
In a restaurant?
Rake, are you next?
Walking in the restaurant?
Yeah.
Hole in the wall restaurant.
Oh, I see. Great.
Uh-oh, what is Rake?
Okay, but I didn't feel mine was entirely accurate. And I also realized I answered one of the questions I asked you guys about wrong, which did lead to one of those percentages.
Oh, I can't wait. Okay,
the top
so you are
86%
age player is on there for sure.
No, that's 3%.
Interesting.
Very low. You're in the red.
God damn it. Let's see. Mistress.
What? Wow. That's zero?
Damn it.
What if I ended up
I don't know you at all.
Primal.
Oh, guys.
Primal is in the top five. At 31%, it is the bottom of
submissive.
The top five. No.
Dominant.
No.
Honey. Degrader.
Experimentalist. What is experimentalist?
Experimentalist is 58. I think that you'll just, you'll try anything.
Oh, try
you're
it.
Up
yeah.
to
Got
try
it.
Things.
Mm. Exhibitionist.
No.
Vanilla?
What the fuck?
Vanilla is it?
No way! Vanilla is your number one!
Because she loves baking.
The two vanillas.
Chocolate, number two.
The two vanillas.
Is this podcast a nugget for you two?
76 was boy girl.
Oh,
did
cute.
It feel totally accurate to me? Because I feel like I, like, I feel like when I watch porn, I watch way more female porn.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, and then this is the one that I felt like I answered the wrong thing and then got.
Daddy, mommy?
Oh. I answered the color
you know,
question.
Boy, girl doesn't mean boy with girl. It means it's the opposite of daddy, mommy. So you like being the young
you
one
be a
versus
baby.
The daddy, mommy.
Got it. Six. Okay, fair.
Yeah.
That feels okay. okay, cool. Got it. Great.
All right, Allie.
Get, ready, yeah. baby.
Okay. Get ready.
Ooh, Allie has a lot of green.
Okay, what's the top
green than everyone else? 100%.
100%.
The 98, 89,
whoa.
86,
79. Okay,
ready.
Whoa. I'm gonna go dominant.
Ooh, good guess.
We're not even in the top 10, I don't
whoa.
Think. But it has 56.
Submissive?
So, no, you are incorrect.
Okay. Experimentalist?
Let me see. Yes, 67%, but that's still not even the top five.
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh, submissive, I'm sorry, was 64%. So it is in the top 10.
Primal. Okay.
Primal is in the top five.
Matt.
Both hunter and prey. What's the difference there?
I think it's like you want to be hunted or be the prey. I don't know.
Daddy, oh, mommy.
No, no daddy, mommy.
Master, mistress?
No, no, no.
No, oh,
wow.
No, no, no. Oh, Taylor, no. Do you even
not
know me?
Actually, no.
No.
I would say you're actually half.
Well, that's in like the top 10, but low. It's
no,
the
it's
lowest.
True. You strike me as half.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
Switch? A switcher? Nintendo Switch?
100% Nintendo Switch,
bitches!
Nintendo Switch.
Actually, that checks, because I've heard you talk about one of the exciting things about being in queer relationships is like who's
oh,
who's
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Like,
it's always role. Different.
Well, that explains cool. the hunter prey, too.
Yeah, I went Switch, and then hunter, and then prey.
Yeah.
I peeked.
There's also so Rigger and Rope Bunny. Voyeur
excuse
and
me.
Pet.
Excuse
whoa.
Me.
Aw, yay.
I'll watch your pet anytime.
That was so
and Taylor
fun.
Will watch you watching
yeah. Watch you.
Ooh. Should we grade Alfie real quick?
Yes.
Before
Rope
we...
Bunny.
Right.
Rope
Bunny.
1 to 5.
Rope Bunny. I'm going to give it 4.5 again. I think I gave it that last time.
Yeah.
I think that first scene with Melly and Alfie was so hot.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great scene.
It was hot.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the giants having sex either. That was wild.
That was almost.
That was like almost animals.
The one-eyed giants.
I didn't need.
I clicked through it.
Didn't need.
I don't really know what happened.
Yeah.
It was just more like, whoa.
Yeah.
Watch it.
It was a bit of nature documentary. Yeah. Yes. Kind of.
It'd be perfect if I was a cyclops, because then I could be a voyeur with just my one eye.
It was Mira and
that's a horrible stereotype.
My one big eye.
You'd have no depth perception.
I guess that's pretty important.
I'm going to give this one a 4.75.
Ooh.
Whoa.
I thought it was so great, especially the beginning
five.
And the end.
Yeah.
That one little mishap in the middle stopped it from being pure for perfection.
Yeah, maybe I would knock mine to a 4 for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which part in the middle?
Just that, like Lydia scene that
Lydia's
they kind of botched.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah, for sure.
Wow, I'll give it a 5. I mean, it's truly
it looked
so
beautiful. I mean,
effort.
Yeah, that's of anything that we've read, especially that
yes.
second half. People were right. It really did pick up. It was yeah. awesome.
The image
gorgeous.
Vera's and Derek's wedding. I took a screenshot just because I was like, this is an amazing looking panel.
Or just
yeah.
by the bonfire, even in the yes. black and white, like how the light shone off mm-hmm. things. It's just beautifully made.
I liked the when someone tattooed Lydia's boob. And you could
oh,
see
I liked that
hand.
Too.
Yeah,
and I like
yeah.
whenever Lydia came, it was like red energy like shot
yeah.
out of her.
I liked all the wetness.
Yeah.
Like how it was shown, like moved around. But the one thing I was like, no one's nose is wet. This person clearly
yeah.
has
although
never eaten pussy in their
got.
Life.
Fucked
yeah, exactly.
up, which I did
I
like.
A bit of translucent powder on my nose.
Yeah.
excuse me. What about you, Allie?
A 5.
5.
Oh, 5.
5, 5 over here, honey.
Great. Cool.
I thought it was great.
Cool.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. The book for next week. Our next week's assignment is Backstage Pleasures, First Tour, Fresh Desires by Tanya Colt. You can find that on Amazon. Thank you so much for being here. Have a sexy week, everybody.
Thank you.